Of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all.
Who is Synchronicity, this CD?
Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. And I'm your host, Marie, and the phone's ringing here, and there's so much going on in the station. I am playing a bit of sort of a repeat of a previous show from last July today. I'm going to be playing some clips of an interview I did with the local musician, Surya, and then she's going to be calling in a bit, and I don't know if that's her calling in right now or not, but if it is, I will get to her in just a moment. So she is having a fundraiser tomorrow night, Tuesday, June 21st in Vancouver on Larch Street. I'll get you the address in just a moment. And it is a fundraiser for Tibet. And she is going to be playing some music from Songs of the Buddha, her CD that we'll be talking about in this interview, as well as there's going to be some other musicians and prayers and whatnot going on. And it is a celebration of the summer solstice, which is super fun, and also a fundraiser by donation. So without further ado, let's see if we can get this interview going.
Who is this CD a fundraiser for?
Okay, this CD is a fundraiser for earthquake relief in Tibet. And as some of you may know, there's been a lot of earthquakes around the world lately, obviously. And one of them was in Tibet, which was back in April. And it was quite devastating, actually, more so than what most people are hearing in the news. My teacher was there when it happened, and so the death numbers are far higher than what is being said in the media, and three huge monasteries were almost destroyed, a lot of villages were destroyed, and there's not a lot, already the area is very remote, there's not a lot of, there's some areas have no doctors, they have no medical supplies, anything like that, so a lot of people came to my teacher and just said, appealed for help and said that he was their only hope because a lot of the international community isn't aware of what's going on there. So,
Wow. Yeah. Well, hopefully we can raise lots of money. So before we play any of the songs, where can people purchase this CD?
Okay, it's on iTunes right now. So you just have to go to iTunes and search Songs of the Buddha. Better than that to search Surya, because if you search Surya, you're going to find some German techno band. So go to iTunes and search Songs of the Buddha, and it's there. And if you want any hard copies, they'll be ready next week. And you can email me for those, which is suryadevi33@gmail.com.
Awesome. And she's also on Twitter. She's Surya Devi on Twitter. And I will put a link up to the... Where's the best place? Your MySpace page?
Or my website is suryadevi.com, and that links to everything, MySpace, YouTube,
perfect,
Twitter, the whole bit.
All right, so I'll put a link up to that on my website, spiritualshow.com. So I want to play track one from Songs of the Buddha, and this is called Green Terra Mantra on Synchronicity.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and you might be listening right now on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And today's guest is Surya. She is a local musician, and that was a clip from a previous interview that I did with her about a year ago when she released her fundraising CD, Songs of the Buddha. And this is a fundraising CD for Tibet and for people who were survivors of that major earthquake that happened about a year ago. So, or was it longer? Anyway, she is doing a fundraising concert tomorrow night. That is Tuesday, June 21st. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening, and it's at St. Mark's Trinity Church at 1805 Larch Street here in Vancouver. Admission is by donation, and so it is going to be a celebration for the summer solstice, which is very exciting, and all proceeds are going to charities that support Tibet, and it is by donation. So again, that is St. Mark's Trinity Church in Vancouver. The address is 1805 Larch Street, and I'm going to play the second clip of the interview. And Surya is also going to be calling in sometime very soon, so we're going to talk to her live and see what's going on with her.
What was the Green Tara Mantra? Why did you choose that as the first song on the CD?
Well, the Green Tara is one of the many deities in Tibetan Buddhism, and she's one of the main female deities. And she comes from, it's said that she comes from one of the tears of Avalokiteshvara, who's the Buddha of compassion, whom the Dalai Lama is supposed to be a living emanation of. And the Green Tara mantra is very powerful. It removes obstacles. It brings blessings. It helps to increase your prosperity, your well-being, kind of all around. But what she's known for is actually, if you translate the mantra literally, it means Om, pierce and smash, smash and pierce all obstacles. So I put it first on the CD just to kind of clear the way and remove all the obstacles and open up the portals to allow people to enjoy the music.
Wonderful. And hopefully that will also bring abundance to the fundraising efforts for the earthquake relief in Tibet.
Yeah, I really hope so. I think it's important because like I said, you know, some of those people, they said that we're their only hope. They came to my teacher saying that they're not really getting a lot of help. So I really hope that a lot of people will be able to listen and enjoy the music as well. I intended the CD too to be kind of like a teaching of sorts because it kind of follows all these different mantras and it's got the lineage prayer in there. And hopefully the mantras are very powerful, both the Sanskrit and Tibetan mantras. So I hope that people will maybe learn something and start chanting them too.
Wonderful. And it's Surya, S-U-R-Y-A, Devi, D-E-V-I, suryadevi.com. Again, all the proceeds are going to earthquake relief in Tibet. So is it going to the monastery and then they will use that money to help people?
Basically, yeah. It'll go through, it's really cool because we have a direct connection through my teacher. So it'll go straight to Tibet and straight to the people. There's no organization or any organization costs or anything like that. So you spend $9.99, that $9.99 is going to go to Tibet, basically, which is really great. It's nice to have a personal connection there. So it'll go, there's so many things that need to be done there. Rebuilding, medical, you name it. Already those people live so humbly and simply anyway, and it's very cold there. But I've never been there yet. I would like to be there, but they're just so lovely and joyous and kind. I've been with the Tibetan people in Dharamsala in India, which is where the Dalai Lama lives, and the Tibetan people are just lovely. They're just so kind and loving and very peaceful people, so I'd like to help them.
And it's so amazing because of all the challenges, in spite of all the challenges that they've had with politically and all of that, that they're still such kind and happy, joyful people. Whereas here on the West, you know, if our iPhone isn't working, we're like in a bad mood. Meanwhile, they can, you know, barely get medical care as they're struggling from this earthquake.
I know. It's interesting. My teacher talks a lot about that, about the pros and cons of living in both societies. I mean, we have a lot of benefits in this society that we have, you know, good food. Most of us live really well. Our living standards are very high. But then in Tibet, they have this very strong spiritual foundation, which we don't have at all here. You know, most people, they have to go out and look for it. But there, it's just kind of a part of everyday life. I mean, in Dharamsala, you'll see the old people walking around with their malas every day, just chanting, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. And they chant it all day, probably thousands, tens of thousands of times every day. I mean, my teacher talks about his grandmother. When he would go stay with her as a child, she would just stay up all night. She didn't even sleep, just Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. And some of these people, they don't read, they don't write, they don't know anything. They can't read a textbook to save their life, but they can chant Om Mani Padme Hum, which contains the whole 84,000 teachings of the Buddha in that one mantra, and that's all they do. And they have so much faith and devotion that they're just, you know, very happy. It's beautiful.
Wow. It's amazing the difference in our society. I mean, we have, like you said, we have so much here. That's why if you enjoy this music, you should definitely go and check it out on iTunes. Or it's the title of the CD is called Songs of the Buddha, and it is all going to, that's the right name, right?
You got it.
Songs of the Buddha by Surya Devi, and all of the proceeds are going to earthquake relief in Tibet. So if you enjoy the music, definitely check it out. Don't hesitate to hop onto iTunes and get it. It's time now for a break, so we will be back in just a few seconds on Synchronicity.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss The Hangover Part 2, running from June 1st until June 9th. And then Super 8, running from June 10th until June 23rd. For more information, visit www.riotheater.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we've been playing a previous interview with Surya Devi, but she is now live on the air. Hello, Surya.
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thanks. Happy to have you on the air.
I'm happy to be here.
Yay. So tell us about this fundraising concert and celebration that you're having tomorrow.
Okay, well, it's going to be really awesome. It's a solstice celebration, and it's organized by my wonderful friend, Erin Marks, who actually was on the show. Remember before? I think the first time I came on, she came and played her oboe. And
oh, yeah. She's lovely.
Yeah. Yes, she is lovely, and she's really good at organizing these kind of things. And it's going to be very similar to an event that we did for Tibetan New Year earlier on in the year. And so we're going to have some music. We're going to have Andy Alexander, who is a wonderful opera singer, and some surprise musicians. I don't know who. Erin hasn't told us yet. And then I'm going to sing some songs from Songs of the Buddha. And guess what, Marie? I just realized yesterday, this is totally auspicious, that it's actually the one-year anniversary, exactly to the day, tomorrow, of the release of Songs of the Buddha, because it came out last year on June 21st. I didn't even realize this. She just organized this event, and this morning I woke up and I was like, wow, what a great coincidence that is.
Yay, I love that.
Yeah, and then at the end, what we're going to have, it's really special. Master Pranic Healer is going to come and do a special wish blessing ceremony, and it's really beautiful. The energy is really nice. It'll just be a nice community event. Send out some love and blessings to the city and the world, and yeah, and all for a good cause. The money all goes back to our guru's village in Tibet.
Yay, so that is tomorrow, Tuesday, June 21st at 7 o'clock at St. Mark's Trinity Church. The address is 1805 Larch Street. And so how long, it's admission is by donation, and how long is the event are you expecting?
It's going to be, I'm not sure exactly. I think it's going to be about between an hour to an hour and a half. It's not going to be a super long event. Actually, it's going to be a little bit shorter than our last one, so it's not going to be super late or anything.
Cool.
And afterwards, we're going to have some snacks and butter tea. If you've never tried butter tea before, it's the traditional Tibetan way that they drink tea. It's salty. It's a little bit different, but it's always good and fun to try. So we'll have some snacks and butter tea, and everyone's welcome to hang out and, yeah,
wow.
Celebrate.
Salty tea?
Yes, salty tea. That's they drink it that way in Tibet. It's made with butter and salt, and you actually, and then they get this bread, and you dip the bread in the tea. It's good.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah, okay.
You,
so if you,
you
want to try
some tomorrow,
butter tea, go to St. Mark's Trinity Church tomorrow, Tuesday, June 21st at 7 o'clock, 1805 Larch Street. And so since it's going to be the 1 year anniversary of the release of Songs of the Buddha, what's new for you? What's going on with Surya Devi in the last year?
Well, I've been doing a lot of different things, actually. I've been writing a lot of songs in kind of a different genre, like more English type, you know, pop, more pop style songs. But I'm also just finishing up an album of Sanskrit chants, and it's going to be called Rise, and it's co-produced by my good friend Bago, and it's really cool. It's again, it's similar to Songs of the Buddha, but a little bit more, kind of a little bit more polished, and also, yeah, the chants are from India, so it's kind of exciting because it's been a long. I actually started that project before I started Songs of the Buddha, so it's kind of funny how it worked out. Then Songs of the Buddha came out first, and then this one is still finishing itself up, but yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Yay! Oh, I'm so excited to have you on the air, and I'm excited to see you tomorrow, Tuesday, June 21st, 7 p.m., St. Mark's Trinity Church, 1805 Larch Street. And again, it is this for the summer solstice, and all of the proceeds, it's by donation, all the proceeds are going to go to Tibetan charities. So I know that you are working today, and I'm going to play more of your interview, but is there anything that you want to add before we say bye?
Gosh, just thank you, everybody, and thank you for having me, and just, I hope that everyone, it feels like a really good energy day to me. What do you think, Marie?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, today, I don't know what, I just woke up, and I was like, wow, and then even, do you follow Cacabelle? You have to follow her on Twitter if you don't already. I'll tweet you her, like, she's like a total angel, and she's like, today, she's like, I'm sending out Cassiel. He's the archangel of good fortune. I'm like, I felt that already.
Nice.
So I hope that everyone has a really beautiful and blessed, wonderful day.
Wonderful. Well, good fortune to you today, and also for your event. I hope it's a packed house tomorrow night.
Yay, me too. Well, I can't wait to see you. I'm so happy that you're coming, and thank you for having me so much.
Yay. Okay, well, have a fabulous day, Surya. Be well.
You too. Okay, blessings. Bye.
So that was Surya Devi, and I'm going to continue and play the next clip. So this is from the last time she was on the show, which was just under a year ago. Give us a little bit of information about this song.
So this song, the words and original melody were actually written by my teacher, and he wrote it when he was 9 years old. So he's an incarnated, like the Dalai Lama, he's a known incarnated tulku, or, you know, in his past life, he's been a, you know, meditation master many times. So often they're born with very high realization. So he wrote the song when he was 9, and he says probably he wouldn't even be able to come up with this now. So it's very beautiful.
Well, here it is, and it's Joyful Songs of Mahamudra off of the Songs of the Buddha fundraising CD by Surya Devi.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us, me and us today. So today I am promoting Surya Devi's upcoming event. So tomorrow night, Tuesday, June 21st, which is the summer solstice, at 7 p.m. here in Vancouver, there is going to be a fundraising event and concert at St. Mark's Trinity Church. It's 1805 Larch Street, St. Mark's Trinity Church. Admission is by donation. Surya Devi is going to be there performing some of her songs from the album Songs of the Buddha, which is a fundraising album for earthquake relief in Tibet. And then there's also going to be musical performances by a bunch of other musicians and a blessing, and it's going to be a wonderful celebration and family community event. So admission is by donation tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, St. Mark's Trinity Church, 1805 Larch Street. Hope to see you there. And I'm playing clips from her interview when she was on Synchronicity a year ago, shortly after she released Songs of the Buddha. So here is the last clip. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And that was Joyful Songs of Mahamudra off the Songs of the Buddha CD. That is a fundraising CD that Surya Devi, today's guest, has compiled. And that is for fundraising for earthquake relief in Tibet. So if you're interested in that CD, go to iTunes and you can look up Songs of the Buddha, and that's by Surya Devi. You can also go to her website, suryadevi.com, where there's links to everything that you need to know. And I'll also put a link up to her site on my website, spiritualshow.com. So we were, during the break or during the song, we were talking about what led up to this CD, because you were originally going to put it out for a fundraiser for the monastery, correct?
Yeah, for my teacher's village and monastery, because that's something we're kind of always involved in ongoing, is our Dharma Center here is always kind of supporting and doing what we can for the monastery and village there. But then the earthquake happened, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to donate all the proceeds to the earthquake. Because that was kind of my plan all along, because a lot of these songs just, I don't even know where they came from. I mean, songwriting is a very interesting, the process of making music is very interesting. But some of these songs, I don't even know where they come from. I just would sit down, and this music would come out, and some of it's quite different from some of the other things that I do. So I just kind of felt like I wanted it to be an offering of sorts. And I had a lot of obstacles along the way, as often happens. And then I realized why. When the earthquake happened, I was like, okay, it's because, you know, this project is going to be for that, and also to raise awareness about that there is, you know, a lot more damage there than what people know about, and to get people excited and wanting to do something to help there.
So it's interesting how you said that you had so many obstacles. You wanted to put out this fundraising CD. Again, it's called Songs of the Buddha. Look for it on iTunes. I'm just going to keep plugging it because it's so important. But isn't it interesting how you had all of these challenges, and then the reason kind of came to you after all these struggles? And so what were you going through when you were experiencing all of the roadblocks to putting this CD out? What were your thoughts about it?
Well, I was just like, gosh, I was like, this is supposed to be a spiritual CD. Shouldn't this be easier than this? Shouldn't this be? But then, I mean, I've talked to a lot of artists, and it's the same thing. I mean, I was involved in filmmaking for years, and it's the same thing. It's like when you're making a film, there's always something else. There's something you forget, or something else that comes up, or something else that needs to be done. So yeah, I was like, gosh, shouldn't this be easier than this? I mean, usually, as you know, I work with the angels, so most things are pretty smooth sailing for me. I'm just like, okay, angels, check in and let's go. But there was always kind of something else. And a lot of it actually was my own lack of discipline, to be honest. But that's what the Buddhist path is teaching you, right? Is like sometimes you have to be very disciplined, and you have to do your practice, you have to do your meditation. And the same thing translates as a musician too. You have to be disciplined. And it's so funny, like this one, the Kagyu lineage prayer, which is the second song, which is quite a long, it's a very long Tibetan prayer. And that one was just, I put that one off and put that one off. It was so funny because I just didn't want to do it. I was like, oh, it's too long, I can't do it, it's too hard. And then once it was finished, it's actually one of my favorite songs on the whole CD.
So that's the one, track two, or the one, the English version?
Track two, actually. I mean, I like the English version as well. That's interesting. But the Lineage Prayer is very beautiful. And it's funny. And I said that to my teacher at one point. I was like, oh, I'm trying to finish this CD and I have so many obstacles. And he just looks at me. He's like, well, maybe you'll learn something from these obstacles. I'm like, thanks.
Don't.
But it's true. I did. I've learned a lot. So it's just life, you know?
So we have, okay, I'm going to play a break and then we can play either the Kaji Lineage Prayer, the long version, or the English version.
The English one. Maybe we should play the English version. The long, the number two is really beautiful, but it's quite long. It's over 10 or 11 minutes long. So maybe we can go for the number three. And it's English too, so people will understand. It's actually the English translation of the Tibetan. Of the Kaji Lineage Prayer, so it's what the words are saying. Because that's what's so interesting, too, is that if you read the texts, I mean, we're chanting in Tibetan, right? So, but if you really stop to read what the texts are saying, it's very beautiful. A lot of the language and a lot of what they're describing about the deities and whatnot is very beautiful, the language.
Wonderful. Well, we will be back with more Synchronicity and more Surya Devi in just a moment.
Vajradhara, Tilopa, Naropa, Marpa, Milarepa, Lord of Dharma, Gampopa, Knower of the Three Times, Omniscient Karmapa, Lineage Holders of the Four Great and Eight Lesser Kaju Schools, Masters of the Profound Path of Mahamudra. The Dakpo Kaju, unrivaled protectors of sentient beings. I prayerfully request of you, all the Kaju Gurus, to grant your blessings that I may follow your example and hold your lineage. Renunciation is the foot of meditation, thus it is taught. Not clinging to food or wealth, to the meditator who always turns to you, grant your blessing that attachment to possessions and honor cease. Devotion is the head of meditation, as it is taught. The guru opens the door to the treasury of oral teachings. To the meditator who always turns to you, grant your blessing that pure, unconditional devotion arise. Unwavering awareness is the body of meditation, thus it is taught. Whatever thought arises, its nature is fresh. To the meditator who leaves it alone as is, grant your blessings that meditation be free from the object of meditation. The nature of thought is Dharamkaya, thus it is taught. Thought is nothing whatsoever, yet everything arises from it. To the meditator who allows the unobstructed play of the mind to manifest, grant your blessings that the inseparability of samsara and nirvana be realized. In all my births, may I not be separated from my perfect guru, so I may enjoy the Dharma in all its glory. Accomplishing the good qualities of the path and the 10 bhumis, may I quickly attain the state of Dorje Chang.
Hey, this is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. I hope that you're having a wonderful week so far. I know it's just Monday, but Monday is the first weekday, so I hope that the rest of the week continues on and just gets better and better for you. We are listening to Surya Devi right now. I was recently, just a few minutes ago, playing an interview with her from last July, and tomorrow night she is going to be doing a fundraising concert
in Vancouver at St. Mark's Trinity Church, 1805 Larch Street, and it starts at 7 o'clock. Admission is by donation, and the proceeds are going to go to Tibetan charities for earthquake relief in Tibet, and also the Buddhist temple there. And so it's all going to go to a great place. And as she was saying in the interview, she has a direct connection to Tibet, so it's not going to be going through any kind of organization. All the money's going to go straight to the people in Tibet, which is where it's most needed. It won't be going to administrative costs like when you normally donate to a charity. So I'm rambling on here, but I'm just so excited to be seeing her tomorrow night. And I was wanting something to do for the summer solstice, because I never seem to do anything to commemorate or celebrate the summer solstice. And then yesterday I saw her little poster on Facebook, and I was just like, hooray. So I hope that I will see you there tomorrow, Tuesday, June 21st, 7 p.m., St. Mark's Trinity Church, 1805 Larch Street in Vancouver. Admission is by donation. And so she's going to be doing some songs from Songs of the Buddha CD. But right now I'm going to play... What am I going to play? I'm going to play Mula Mantra from her album, The Surya Sound. And here she is, Surya Devi, on Synchronicity.
Thank you. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Hey, welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You know, I have my own website that where I post previous shows, and well, that's pretty much all I do on the website. I don't keep it up to date a lot, but the website is spiritualshow.com, and then there's also links there to my Twitter feed and my Facebook, which I've been much more active on Facebook lately. So if you want to become my Facebook friend, I will happily accept you, or you can click on the Synchronicity page, which I'm not super active on. I'm mostly just on the regular Facebook. So anyway, today I am playing music by the lovely Surya Devi, and she is doing a Celebrate Tibet Summer Solstice and Guru Day concert. Her and a few other people, some musicians, and there's going to be some blessings, and it's going to be a wonderful, lovely community event. Admission is by donation, and that is tomorrow evening, Tuesday, June 21st, 7 o'clock in the evening, St. Mark's Trinity Church, Vancouver. That is 1805 Larch Street. So I really hope to see you there. Again, admission is by donation, and the proceeds are going to be going to Tibetan charities. And she's going to be playing some music from her CD, Songs of the Buddha. And it's time for a break. So, oh no, I did just play that, didn't I? Okay, so I'm going to play another song by Surya Devi right after I put out this address again. St. Mark's Trinity Church, 1805 Larch Street. That's for summer solstice, and it's going to be a lovely community concert, so I hope to see you there. And this is not from Songs of the Buddha. This is from her album, The Surya Sound. Here is Hare Krishna on CITR.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
So that was Surya Devi with Hare Krishna from her album The Surya Sound, and she is going to be doing a benefit concert summer solstice celebration tomorrow evening, Tuesday, June 21st at 7 in the evening. That's at St. Mark's Trinity Church at 1805 Larch Street in Vancouver. And I am your host, Marie Bernard. You're listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I realize we haven't been talking a whole lot. I'm playing lots of music, but I really wanted to promote this event. It was so synchronistic how I just found out about it. Yes, I believe it was yesterday, and it just kind of all came together, and I'm super excited to be promoting the event again tomorrow, Tuesday, June 21st, which is the summer solstice, 7 o'clock, St. Mark's Trinity Church. Be there or be square, 1805 Larch Street. Admission is by donation, and the proceeds are going to be going to Tibetan charities. And so coming up in just a few minutes is Parts Unknown, so stick around for that, and I'm going to sign off now. I'm going to play the next song off of Surya Devi's album, The Surya Sound. I believe this is called Shiva, but I want to send love to you for the week. I hope that you have a wonderful, prosperous, healthy, happy week wherever you are on this beautiful planet. And so, yeah, I love you. Have a wonderful week. And closing off the show is Surya Devi again. If you want to go to the fundraising event for the summer solstice celebration, Tuesday, June 21st. That's tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, St. Mark's Trinity Church, 1805 Larch Street, and admission is by donation, so whatever you feel like you would like to give. So closing off the show, more Surya. Be well. Have a wonderful week. I love you. Bye.
Shiva 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 Shambho. Hari Om.